Hello and welcome to this guided nature walk. My name is Karen Snoffer. I am an artist and professor. I will be your guide for this fractal nature walk. This audio recording is brought to you by the Dublin Arts Council under the Arts and Wellbeing Initiative and in collaboration with doctoral candidate Noor Danielle Murtaza. This walk is part of a greater set of activities within the Patterns in Nature programming. This audio recording will guide you through your nature walk at ML Trabue Park, walking east towards the park's arboretum, but you are welcome to use this guide for any park you would like. As you listen and move, you will gain a deeper understanding of how your mind and body work and relate to the environment around you. Feel free to respond to my prompts out loud or to yourself. Today, we will explore ways that nature can help us find a greater sense of well-being. We hope this walk provides you with relaxation, enjoyment, discovery, and stress relief. The fractal patterns of the natural world spark important thoughts, ideas, and benefits that help our well-being. We will be walking through sections of the park and focusing on the patterns we feel, hear, see, and enact. Let's begin. Section 2. What are fractals? They are extraordinary and exciting patterns that can be found in math, nature, art, and design. These patterns are beautiful and extremely useful. Fractals are complex patterns that are self-similar. This means that as they repeat, they are identical, but grow smaller or larger. As you zoom in or out, the pattern keeps looking the same over and over again. These patterns are familiar to you from nature. And why are we talking about fractals today? Because of their wellness benefits. We can find fractals all over the natural world, from small leaves to giant trees. Fractal patterns can be found in seashells, galaxies, clouds, rivers, mountains, lightning bolts, blood vessels, flowers, and many other places. Take a look at the trees next to us. You can almost see its growth from the big branches repeating all the way to the smallest twigs high up in the tree. Nature is full of fractals. We find them everywhere, high, low, far, and close. Inside you and outside you, you have been surrounded by fractals your whole life. Fractals help our brain. A growing body of research has found significant therapeutic effects of fractal patterns on the human brain. Researchers have found that looking at fractal patterns can reduce stress levels by up to 60%. Let's start with a breathing exercise. Breathing is the primary movement of the body. Fractals are found within our body. As we breathe in oxygen, our chest and the fractal branches of our lungs rise. Our heart pumps blood to circulate through our fractal veins and brings oxygen to our vital organs, tissues, and muscles. Our breathing occurs without us paying attention to it. It changes based on what we are doing, what we are thinking, or how we are feeling. Now let's start with a breathing exercise. I invite you, if you are comfortable, to close your eyes and begin by finding a standing position that is comfortable for you. Take a deep breath in to bring yourself to the present moment. Inhale slowly through your nose for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Hold your breath for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. And now slowly exhale through your nose for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Let your awareness travel to your brow. Is it tense? Is it relaxed? Squeeze your eyes tight, tight, tighter. Now release. Now do the same for your face. Squeeze it tight, then relax. Squeeze your jaw, then relax. Feel as the tension leaves your jaw, your ears, your face. Now, release the tension through your neck, moving down to your shoulders. Let the tension drift away, slipping down through your elbows, wrists, and fingers. The tension is leaving your body. Shake your hands. Let the tension continue to slip away from your body. Let it slip out from your back, your chest, moving down and down. Relax your knees, your calves, and let tension slip through the arches of your feet and toes. Now, take some time in this place just to feel what your body feels like. Breathe in 1, 2, 3. Breathe out 1, 2, 3. Listen. Quietly acknowledge the different sounds you are hearing. Try to identify them. Is there a breeze? Do you hear birds or animals, cars or people? Now focus on one sound. Is it repeating? Does it have a rhythm? What if you matched your breath to the rhythm of the sound, be it faster or slower? Give that a try. Breathe in time with the sound you hear. You can open up your eyes now if you want, or you can keep them closed. Now, place a hand on your heart when you breathe in through your nose for 3. Hold for 3. And now exhale slowly through your mouth for 3. Notice the feeling of your heartbeat. What rhythm do you feel? Is it faster or slower than your breath and the sound you heard? At various times throughout our journey, I'm going to ask you to finish the prompt, I am. You can respond with one word, a phrase, or a whole sentence. It can be anything that comes to mind, such as, I am quiet, or I am soft, or I am feeling the tips of my fingers. Whatever feels right to you. So take a moment to check in with yourself and respond to the prompt, I am. Now that we have completed our breathing exercise, let's begin walking. We are going to make our way along the path eastward towards the Arboretum, bringing our sensory awareness with us. We've become so accustomed to walking that we take for granted the movement initiated in our bodies. I invite you to slow down your pace so that you can bring awareness to the movement of each step. Start by finding your own natural pace. Perhaps you could find a rhythm that matches your breathing. Listen. Pay attention to your body as it moves along with your breath, noticing your own pace, movement, and rhythms that occur naturally. Maybe your arms sway a bit with each step. Without changing it, just notice that movement. Now draw attention to the soles of your feet. Notice how they make contact with the ground beneath you. Slow down enough so that you can observe each step. Notice the movement of each footstep meeting the pavement, the ripple of movement that starts in your legs, the bending of your knee, your leg extending in front of you, and your foot reaching out and connecting with the path. Notice this repeated movement in your body for a few repetitions. As you walk, gently move your eyes from the left to the right to take in the colors, forms, and patterns that surround you. Focus your attention on individual qualities. Perhaps you focus on the shade of a particular color or the shape of a leaf. Maybe you notice the veining patterns of the branches. As we are walking, imagine you are 20 feet tall. How tall is that? Up on your tippy toes, where would your head hit? How far up could you reach? If you look down, what would you see? Where would you step? Can you find patterns? Shout them out. What do you see? What object do you see that contains a pattern? Now, pretend you are 5 feet tall. How tall is that? Are you used to being this tall? It makes walking around on this path pretty easy. Can you find patterns? Shout them out. What do you see? What object do you see that contains a pattern? Now, imagine you are 3 feet tall. If you want to bend or crouch down for this, do so. Can you find something that tall nearby? Be sure to get down low. With one arm, make a gesture that imitates one of the patterns you saw. Is it circular or curvy? Does it have angular edges? Now, try to do that with both arms. Can you find more patterns? Say them out loud, and what do you see? Let's do another check-in by completing the prompt, I am. It can be a word, a phrase, or a full sentence. I am. Now, place your fingers on your neck. Let's say it louder so your body can feel the vibrations of our voices. Can you feel your body's movement? I am. Now that we have arrived at the park's arboretum, we will be exploring the variety of trees that live here, observing their patterns through our senses. Choose any tree near to you. Let's approach this tree. Stand 5 feet from the tree and take in the colors, forms, and patterns that the tree makes at this scale. Take your time as you scan the tree with your eyes. Now, go up close to the tree, very close. Once again, take in the colors, forms, and patterns that the tree makes at this scale. Notice the pattern in the branching. take your time to observe the details of the tree. Be still for a moment and shift your gaze upward towards the sky. What is the view of the tree? What does the tree see when it looks up? What is the tree's relationship to the sky? How about the ground? Look down. How does the tree connect to the ground? What did you notice? Now, allow your hand to gently touch the tree. Move it back and forth. Feel the texture of bark. Is it damp? Is it rough? Take your time to observe the way the tree feels. Now, touch the tree leaves. Notice if they are smooth, pointy, or sharp. Observe the pattern in the leaf veining. Notice what descriptive words come to mind as you observe. Now close your eyes. Focus your attention on what sounds you hear around the tree. Do you notice repeating sounds? What descriptive words could you use for what you hear? What about smell? Do you smell the moss, the dampness, or soil? See what kinds of words or descriptions come up for you as you draw attention to your sense of smell. Again, focus your attention on an individual quality of the tree. Using your senses, think of color, texture, shape, or smell. As you observe a quality, think of a couple words in your mind that describe it. Now, say those descriptive words out loud. Now, let's pretend to be the tree. We are going to move our body to mirror the tree's shape. First, with your hands, make a shape with your 10 fingers that reflects the tree's shape. Second, from your shoulder down, make a shape with your arms that reflects the tree's shape. Third, with your whole body, make a shape that reflects the tree's shape. Now pretend the tree has a personality. Think about its character and essence. Is it a cheerful tree, a grumpy tree, a tired tree, or a friendly tree? I would like you to translate the tree's essence. Using your arms, legs, head, breath, whatever you feel comfortable with, create a movement with your body that represents the personality of the tree. Your gesture can represent the tree in its entirety, or you can focus on one layer or quality of the tree to translate into movement. Let's do another check-in by completing the prompt. I am. It can be a word, a phrase, or a full sentence. We are going to wind down at the pond for a final activity. Now we will have the opportunity to explore the edge of this small pond. It's an opportunity to simply enjoy the patterns found in sound and sight among natural water features. Take a seat, either on the ground or on a nearby bench. Begin by focusing on your breath. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, and out, 1, 2, 3. Take a moment to relax your body. Take a moment and listen to the soft movement of water nearby. Close your eyes and listen. What do you notice? A gentle splashing, a swishing, back and forth, back and forth. There's a movement pattern present. There's a hum of insects or a chatter of birds. The dancing of wetland grasses, perhaps. Take another listen. When you open your eyes, notice the sights and sounds around you. See the line of trees casting shade over the pond, or the branches swaying in the wind. Now look at the water. Notice the ripples, the movement. Listen. Connect the sounds you are hearing to the sights you are seeing. Notice the natural pattern that exists in sound. Sound and sight in harmony, repeating over and over again. Now, please stand. Explore the space around you and pick up small objects such as pine cones, pebbles, acorns, or twigs. You can pause this guide as you collect your small objects. Now, with your small objects in hand, move closer to the water's edge and throw the natural objects you found into the pond one at a time. Watch the ripples and hear the sounds that are made. See the sky distort and slowly return to normal in the reflection. The fractal disturbance fades away and the pond returns to normal. For a final time, let's check in with ourselves and answer the prompt, I am. Thank you for taking the time to join me in this guided nature walk. At the end of this walk together, we have explored fractals in the inner world through our bodies, our breath, and our movement while walking, and through the external world with the trees, the water, and the sky. Fractals are all over the natural world. Finding and observing patterns in nature can provide a feeling of connection, calm, and inspiration. We hope this gentle walk through nature, exploring the beauty of nature, has provided you with time to connect to nature, your creativity, and your community. After the end of this walk, how do you feel? What was this experience like for you? If you would like to share your feedback with the Dublin Arts Council, reach out to our email at fractals@dublinarts.org or on Facebook at Dublin Arts Council and Instagram at Dublin Arts. This is artist and professor Karen Snoffer. I hope this experience has brought something very special to your day.